702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
News from around the world now. Adam Gilchrist, good morning to you. Let's start in Sri Lanka. The violent protests there, it's a real crisis there, despite the police crackdown.
Absolutely, yeah. And you kind of wonder how on earth they can get out of this now. The Prime Minister, Mahinda Rajapaksa, has resigned. That hasn't done it. The President, who is his brother, Gotabaya Rajapaksa, he is presiding over Sri Lanka's worst ever economic crisis. I mean, if you can get hold of products, because so many are short, the prices are extraordinarily high. So in a lot of cases, this is people therefore short on food, short on medicine, protesting about it. But the protests are perhaps going too far. We've seen cars overturned and things set on fire. I think there was a bunch of protesters pushing a bus off a bridge yesterday. And now in kind, the security forces have been given this new law. They're allowed to shoot on site, shoot lawbreakers on site. Given that Sri Lanka has now deployed tens of thousands of Army, Navy and Air Force personnel, basically armed personnel out on the streets of Colombo, the capital and beyond, shoot on site of your own civilians because they might be starving or short on medicine. That's a fraught one, isn't it? I don't quite know what they do next.
I'm not quite sure also if you really want to convince the pub you've resigned, you leave your brother in charge. I'm not quite sure how that is meant to go down. All right, tell me, fright or flight?
Well, here we have a jet on the ground at the airport in Israel, the airport at Ben Gurion Airport in Israel. And passengers suddenly started receiving some dubious images on their phones. They were all being airdropped onto their smartphones. And this is en masse. This isn't just one or two, but loads of them suddenly had images of planes crashing on their mobile phones as they sat on the tarmac ready to take off to head to Turkey. You can imagine what was going through some of those passengers' minds. And indeed, the pilot thought, hang on a moment, we're not having that. When alerted to it, decided that they absolutely needed to turn back, go back to the terminal. Security crews came on board. There was a reinspection of all the passengers and their luggage was rescanned and so forth. It appears the crash photos were sent by someone on the plane, either because they were sharing information in a kind of slightly odd way, or because they were making a threat. It's not thought that's the most likely reason, or it was some kind of sick joke, which is pretty stupid. Just like you don't joke about bombs when walking through airport security, even if it you're thinking, I don't say the word bomb, and then you end up saying the word bomb. Don't do it. Don't do this on a plane. All kinds of hell was breaking loose.
The only pity about that story is they don't seem to have caught the culprit, because that's just awfully stupid, as you say. All right, nobody does pomp and pageantry like the Brits, right? The Queen's speech, but no Queen.
Speech without a queen, exactly that. We had the full black rod banging on the door with a golden scepter and men in tights, although one seemed to have forgotten his sword at one stage. There's a picture of this guy suddenly grabbing a sword and sticking it in his sheath. Isn't it odd that in the 21st century, there's still blokes in tights putting swords in sheaths at Parliament? The imperial state crown was there, placed on a cushion, though, not on the Queen's head, because of her, quote, episodic mobility problems. So Prince Charles stood in. He did. I mean, the Queen's speech is essentially a shopping list of what the government is going to do or intends to do over the next 12 months. I thought Prince Charles looked a little hesitant, a little nervous at first, maybe a bit shaky, even warmed to the task, albeit the speech is not exactly a great one. It's, you know, it is just, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. He referred throughout as Her Majesty's government rather than my government, which is what the Queen would have said. And apparently, his mum was watching it all on TV. What on earth would have been going through her head? I mean, she still does all the red boxes and all the paperwork and all that stuff. But when your son is doing the thing that he's going to do when you're dead, I wonder what was going through her mind at that stage throughout that hour or so.
The world's most bizarre dress rehearsal, right? I suppose that's what it would be.
Yes.
Adam Gilchrist, we'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview.